From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says the threat of small cells of terrorists or so-called lone wolves is one of the most difficult security challenges the country is facing. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on the president's comments after a rare Pentagon visit for an update on the battle against the group calling itself the Islamic State.
President Obama says the U.S. military is intensifying efforts against the terror group's base in Syria.
ISIL can and will be defeated.
But Obama says this will be a long-term effort, both militarily and to win hearts and minds. And he says other countries have to get involved, too.
If we try to do everything ourselves all across the Middle East, all across North Africa, we'll be playing whack-a-mole. There will be a whole lot of unintended consequences that ultimately make us less secure.
On the domestic front, Obama says the U.S. will have to pick up its game to prevent attacks from lone wolf terrorists inspired by Islamic State. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
French and German leaders say they respect that Greek voters rejected the terms of a new international bailout and remain open to more negotiations on the issue. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, they also say the time is short for the sides to come to terms.
The leaders' meeting in Paris set the tone for an emergency summit in Brussels on Tuesday. But while President François Hollande says it is important for Europe to show solidarity with Greece, Chancellor Angela Merkel stresses it is time for Athens to take responsibility. She says no new money will be sent to Greece for now either.
Wir sagen gleichzeitig, dass
Merkel says conditions needed to start talks for a bailout aren't there at the moment. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank says it is keeping the level of emergency credit to Greek banks unchanged. That means things will only get worse for Greek account holders. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Pope Francis has presided over two public masses since arriving in Ecuador, drawing crowds of hundreds of thousands in the eastern cities of Guayaquil and Quito. As John Otis reports, the Argentine-born pontiff is visiting the continent's three poorest countries to focus attention on inequality.
Francis is the first pope from South America, and this is his second trip to his home continent. His first papal trip overseas was to Brazil in 2013. Now, this time around, he's visiting Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. These are the region's smallest and poorest countries, and he chose them to call attention to exploitation, class divisions, and poverty.
John Otis reporting. The South Carolina Senate has voted to remove the Confederate flag from a pole in the State House grounds. Governor Nikki Haley sought the proposal after authorities accused the suspect in the Charleston church murders of embracing the emblem as a symbol of racial hatred. This is NPR News. Comedian Bill Cosby admitted in a 2005 deposition that he obtained prescriptions for Quaaludes he intended for women he wanted to have sex with and gave the drug to at least one woman. More than 40 women have made similar allegations against Cosby in the past year, alleging incidents dating back decades. The incident in 2005 was disclosed in court documents released Monday. Hollywood producer and concert promoter Jerry Weintraub has died in Santa Barbara, California. NPR's Sam Sanders reports that Weintraub's career in music, film, and television spanned decades.
Jerry Weintraub was a titan in multiple entertainment fields. As a manager and promoter, Weintraub worked with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Bob Dylan, and the Beach Boys. As a producer, Weintraub was behind films such as Nashville, The Karate Kid, Diner, the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 films, and numerous TV specials. At the Zurich Film Festival in 2012, Weintraub described his style of production.
My MO is I find a subject or a script that I love. I surround myself with the best talent in the world, and I let them all do their jobs.
Jerry Weintraub died of cardiac arrest in Santa Barbara, California. He was 77 years old. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
On Asian stock markets, shares are mixed, down 3% in Shanghai, up slightly in Tokyo. Following slight losses on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 46 points and the Nasdaq lost 17. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington. Support.